The following official communique has been issued from 10 Downing Street.
This morning, the British ambassador in Berlin handed the German government a final note stating that unless we heard from them by 11 o'clock, that they were prepared at once to withdraw their troops from Poland, a state of war would exist between us. I have to tell you now that no such undertaking has been received, and that consequently this country is at war with Germany.
Would, without hesitation, to withdraw their forces from Polish territory. Would, without hesitation, His Majesty's Government in the United Kingdom would, without hesitation, their obligation. At 9 a.m. this morning,
thousands of you in this country have had to leave your home.
Evacuation of British children is going on smoothly and efficiently.
And be separated from your fathers and mothers.
The Ministry of Health says that great progress has been made.
We would like to thank the kind people who have welcomed you to their homes in the country.
This has been an extraordinary week in world affairs. quite a vast extent, water. Out a vast expanse of water.
If you didn't hold your breath, you'd breathe in the poison gas. The poison gas.
At 9 a.m. this morning.
This country is at war with Germany.
Standing in the pouring rain at the side of a French road. We're standing in the pouring rain throughout a vast expanse of water. A road squelching with mud lines right away over the plain to the far skyline with the inevitable double row of poplars. Their full battle dress and kit, they blend with the dripping green grass of the roadside and the brown of the haystacks. As they passed us on that road, their brown capes glistening, their tin hats perched on their heads, I thought how similar this must be to pictures of the last war. Of man's freedom, and what shall become of man's material life? The problem of freedom as it stands in part of Europe today. They don't give the answer, they don't tell what ought to be done, they tell us what forces are at work. Being done is tragic. The whole struggle between the church and the state in Germany comes to a focus. To begin with, it isn't simply a struggle of the state to get the church, Protestant and Catholic, out of politics. That would have been a conflict like the one over the separation of church and state in France a generation ago. Confine itself to spiritual life and leave politics alone. The Nazis didn't want a free church. They disliked its Hebraic origin. They disliked its humanitarianism. They thought it made men soft. But most of all, they wanted the state to have the supreme authority to tell men what to do. They came close to following the old Roman custom of promoting their emperor to a deity, making Hitler the voice of God. The voice of God. Control the individual's thinking. Control the individual's thinking. Control the individual's thinking. Control the voice of God. The voice of God.
At all times called for the fortitude of women. Even in other days, when it was an affair of the fighting forces only, wives and mothers at home, suffered constant anxiety for their dear ones. Too often the misery of bereavement. Their lot was all the harder. Because they felt that they could do so little. Beyond heartening through their own courage and devotion. The men at the front. Now this is all changed. For we, no less than men, have real and vital work to do. Vital work to do.